sometimes we don't want cheap or free, we want the thing. So if somebody, I'm going to give you the example of this. If somebody said to you, I've just qualified as a tattoo artist and I need my first person to do a permanent tattoo on, and it's free. What are you saying, folks? No. That and waxing, not a chance. No way, thank you very much. So, hell no, not a hope in hell. So, if they said, so this person has just qualified and said, I'm fresh out, I've done loads of trials, I've done, here is some of my work that I've done, and I'm doing it for £50, would you go? There's nothing wrong with any of the answers, by the way. This is your different target markets mindset for many, right? And if you said, well, I've been doing this, I was the best in class, even the lecturer said they're going to come and have all their tattoos with me, but because I haven't been doing it for very long, I'm still building my client base, it's £250, now are you coming? It's not what you're selling, it's how you're selling it. Now, if that person 3 months in has done 500 tattoos because they're completely committed and managed to spend time in some way, and then they're charging £1,000, then are you going? Please know this when you're selling. Some people want free shit. Some people want cheap shit. Some people want medium price shit, and some people will always want the best. And it's up to you to decide where you sit and what you sell where. So this question that seems very simple, what are your products? What are your products and where are they serving? Which level of that transformation or that journey are your products selling on?